Blog Talk Radio. Oh. Mm.
What the hell? Hello, folks. This is Audrey with Blog Talk Radio. I am with Barefoot is Legal. I'm having a few technical difficulties, if you'll bear with me. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. I apologize for no intro ads, as usual, as my computer is being stupid. As far as I know, this is my first week on my own, so please bear with me for just a little bit. I want to make this show where we can call in and discuss the different experiences we have out in the real world, living the life we choose to live. My computer is now pulled up. I am not sure what happened. My internet is packing up. I'm using my phone as a hotspot today. So hopefully we don't have any more issues. First, I want to just drop that we have Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. We have our barefootislegal.org. You can join and be a VIB member to help support the cause. For $49.95, you become a card-carrying VIB member to the organization. You get an ID card, which you'll send us a head-to-toe photo of you in a store to be printed on it with a QR code. That way, if you have any issues, you can present it and inform people you are part of the nonprofit organization, and it is perfectly legal. There are no state laws or health codes preventing us from living as we live. It's kind of windy where I am right now, so hopefully that's not picking up on the phone. I can't tell because I can't hear the show as I'm going. I honestly can't even tell if I'm on. So hopefully you are all listening in here. Let's see. I had a few issues to discuss. Lost my notebook. Shocker. And hopefully I'm not fumbling, bumbling through this episode. The call-in number is area code 319-527-6208 for anyone who wants to share any experiences they've had this week. I've been following this father who has been walking 1,200 miles to promote awareness to his daughter's condition and raise money for genetic testing and research, which I think is fascinating. He's been stopped by many people. My computer is bumbling. I apologize. Again, I keep doing that. That's probably annoying. I've been told I'm working on it. Let me see here. I know we're here. We're working on finding a co-host for this show, which would be awesome if anybody's interested. I do better with conversation versus just talking and not knowing if I'm being heard. This week I've been to the grocery store. I've gotten several looks, but no comments this week. I'm still waiting on an email back from one of my doctor's offices about them trying to force me into shoes. They even went as far as to buy flip-flops that were two sizes too small for one. It's been a busy week for me. I haven't done much posting. Honestly, I haven't even posted on Facebook about the show, so I don't know if anybody's even tuned in. It's been a rough ride. Work is crazy. I am a teacher, so anybody else out there that is can imagine. Let me see. We have actually almost, we just celebrated 6 years Barefoot is Legal, 6 years old, folks. We have hit almost, it looks like almost 25,000 members of our group. We'd like to reach more if anybody wants to get involved in spreading and not just being embarrassed. So many people get embarrassed or lose their confidence and just cave and put on the flip-flops. And we're about empowering people with knowledge and, you know, focusing on the positives in the way we live our life, the fact that it's not legal, it's not, there's no health codes being broken, it's not disgusting, as many people want to think. There are many health, spiritual, and mental benefits to barefooting and grounding, and it's freeing. I personally do it for my physical and mental and spiritual health, all of the above. There are some people who just do it as, you know, here and there to ground themselves, which is awesome. We are about spreading the normalizing of just going anywhere you go barefoot. It's, there's, you know, I am bumbling a little bit. I apologize again for that. I'm looking now at, I just found the story. ADHD folks. The last updated story was October 14th. His goal is to raise $3.5 million to fund gene therapy treatment. It's not telling me how far he's already walked. But if anyone is interested, you can go into the news and just type in Barefoot Father or, you know, let's see, the name of the condition, which is CDLS, which is a very rare condition. So the rarer it is, the less research goes into it. So he is trying to raise money to fund more research to save his little girl. I think any of us can appreciate and understand how I can't imagine how hard that would be to have a daughter that sick. His last name is, let's see, Brannigan. If anyone is interested in looking it up and donating, I don't know. I'm not here to raise money. I'm just here to share stories of. I'm in no way affiliated, I guess is how I would say that. Several stories, and I think it's nice. If you go to Barefoot is Legal, we also have Instagram as the real Barefoot is Legal. I have just received the password. I've not had a chance to update it this week, but I will start adding and taking submissions of anybody who wants to add to. It's the real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, or you can submit stories to my email. Photos, short videos is audrey.krauss, K-R-A-U-S-S. At barefootislegal.org, and I can go into that. If you have shared, I have not checked it. If we're being honest, it's been a week. So I have come up with a routine for me to check everything and update everything. So hopefully we will improve on that front, sharing information, stories, experiences, anybody who has any confrontation issue, you can message us so we can get on the ball of, sorry, children also. I am at home trying to run this show. I apologize. He caused me to lose my train of thought here. Submitting stories, visiting our website, any other thoughts on the story? And I'm the type, I will even, in public, I will entertain the opposing view and honestly shoot it down every time. There's nothing wrong with going out and not wearing shoes. There's nothing wrong with what we do. It is perfectly legal, safe, healthy. If we go into a business, many will claim, oh, but you might step on glass, you might step on something gross. Yeah, that is the risk we take. That is our prerogative. That is our, we take full responsibility. Driving, going into the store, going to restaurants. I've been to several restaurants barefoot. Texas Roadhouse, Perkins, McDonald's, which, I mean, that's McDonald's. But, you know, gas stations. You get your gas, you can want to run in for a candy bar, forget the shoes, just go in and get it. No one, if anyone says anything, there are no, there's no legal action to be taken. Unless a business otherwise commands you to have a membership fee to pay, they are not a private business as they want to claim. If they're open to the public, they are a public business. I went to the zoo last weekend. No shoes, not a word said. Folks, there is nothing that we are living our best life, and the more knowledge you have, the further you'll go, and the more you can combat that ignorant, negative comment. I have a list in the notebook I lost of a few places I would like to call and have people call in and share their stories and how they prefer to, what their thoughts are on the subject. We have emails, we have letters from states and counties proving there are no laws. There are no health codes. You're not going to get, as one man accused me, you're not going to get a grocery store shut down for going in barefoot. It's simply not going to happen. I'm not saying you go anywhere and it'll be confrontation free. I'm saying be prepared with the knowledge. If you can, when you can inform a business or an employee or even another customer of the fact there are no laws, no health codes, no rules against it, you have the power to prove you're not doing anything wrong. I had a man one time accused me of saying my foot fungus was going to get on everything in the store. And I'm just, first of all, that's rude to assume I have foot fungus. Second of all, you are more likely to have different foot funguses and issues when you don't, when you do wear shoes versus not wearing shoes. So that, again, was negated. There's no also, you're not going to see me go and try and pick stuff up off the shelf with my feet, look at it, and put it back. First of all, I'm not that flexible. Second of all, yes, that would be gross. There is all kinds of floor stuff on my feet. I know that. That's why I wash my feet 4 to 5 times a day. excuse me. I've seen people pick their noses and scratch their bottoms and touch stuff on the shelf and put it back. So that is completely it's ignorant. People are ignorant. All it takes is some research. People spout out what they've been told. Too many people, it's what you've been told. It's what you know, since childhood. People are told, oh, you have to wear shoes. You have to, you know, it's gross. But why? I'm the type of question. Why? Why is it wrong? People really can't answer that question. I've asked that question, and it's something. They say they can't answer it. It's because you've been told it since childhood. There's no there is just, it's just ignorance. When you've been told something so long, you start to believe it. But have you ever actually read it? Have you ever actually looked up or researched the topic? And chances are no. And as soon as you do, you will find the information regarding the fact that it's completely safe. It's completely legal. I apologize. It is actually, I will be honest with you. I don't know how Proof does this without having a co-host, not a regular. He's a pretty great, he's pretty good at what he does. Let's put it that way. He's helped grow this company, and I appreciate that. And I am not good at just talking to air. I will acknowledge that. We all have faults, and as soon as you accept them, you can move on. Anyway, if we have any callers listening, that it would be great if you could call in. Again, it's 319-527-6208. Just push 1 to get on the board. No pervs. We're not into – this is not a fetishist site. This is a right site. This is about our right to be this way in public. What you do in your private life, that is not the show for this. So if anyone – interested, that would be great. Let me see here. I haven't checked. We also have YouTube and Twitter accounts. We are on Rumble. Really wish I had my notebook, folks. Let me see, I see where several people this week have shared on our Facebook page, and it is amazing. I've been following stories, and for those that don't know, Barefoot is Legal. You are welcome to make any, if you're part of it, you must answer the questions to join the group. There are certain questions we have. If you don't answer the questions, we will not approve. I am part of the management team, but proof does the approvals and denials, and it is, again, answer the questions. We're not a fetishist site. We're not that is not what we're about. I see several people have shared, and it is, we need to grow. We need to keep growing. We're getting there. The more we normalize our life, the more accepted we will be, and the less harassed we will be. So, folks, we're at 24,030 members from what I can see. Well, I guess it makes 24,031. But we're growing. Our goal is to hit, I forget the date that Proof said, but the goal is to hit 25,000 members. And we're getting there. I apologize. I am posting. I'm trying to find where I can share the site, see if more people can join in, participate. I am not very good with technology, but I am passionate about our lifestyle and spreading the word and sharing the message. So if you could all bear with me while I get used to actually using tech for... Oh, there we go. We are come join me, folks. I was just posting on our Facebook. I don't know how well it'll work. Now are we close to a commercial? I need to find my notebook. I will let you all know. I feel like I'm bumbling through this. I have been barefooting myself for basically my whole life. My parents have always had trouble getting me to wear shoes anywhere. They gave up. I would wear them in school, but I did take them off as through the day. I can't even tell you how many times I got in trouble for that, but currently I only put them on as my boss is required through the hallway to get to my room at where I teach, and then I take them off again, which is great. Not everybody has that option, and I feel grateful that I do have that option to at least not wear them all day. I have my own children, and whenever we go on trips or anywhere and I tell them to get in the car, we have to wear shoes? It's your feet, your choice. You're in control of your own body, folks. I refuse to let anybody tell me what I should and shouldn't do. It's my life philosophy, again, be kind, help when you can, and don't be a jerk. If it's not hurting anybody, what business is it of yours? Now, if I see someone trying to hurt somebody over the fact, yeah, I'll step in, but if it's not hurting anybody, I don't understand what anybody's life is anybody else's business. I don't know what anybody's thoughts on that are. I plan on, hopefully this works out, doing more on social media to promote the cause and get stories, ask questions. I see several of you have been in many places, whether it be public or hiking, toughening up your feet, which is amazing, folks. You know, I have we have several stories, memes, experiences to explain how things are, how things should be, the way we live. I hear people all the time, oh, you might walk on glass. I'm like, well, I've done it before, and if it cuts my foot, it's my fault. Again, I assume personal liability. I do not, if I go somewhere and I choose to live my life how I live my life, which is barefoot, I mean, if I go and smash my hand in a door, no one's going to ask why I didn't have mitts on. If I bump my head on a door, no one's going to say, oh, well, why weren't you wearing a helmet today? Nope, we don't do that. It's not how we live, so why should it be any different when it comes to, oh, you stubbed your toe, you stepped on glass, why didn't you have your shoes on? It's not going to be asked for other body parts, so why is it asked for feet? Why are they so different? Where I live legally, a woman could walk around topless if she wanted, and there's nothing anyone can do the way the law is written. And also, the way the law is written, we don't have to wear shoes, so it shouldn't even be. I've had people tell me, oh, I'll call the cops. I'm like, okay, go ahead. I've been to the police station barefoot for different reasons. No, I'm not in legal trouble, but other issues. But every single cop in there seeing me barefoot in their public station has not said a single word. I've been in grocery stores. I've been to the post office. I've been to gas stations where police are present, and not a one said a word to me. It's always people who are ignorant of the law. And that's what I'm about, is spreading the word and the legalities and the rights of our cause. There's nothing illegal. There's nothing gross about what we do. And I'll be honest with you, and any of you out there who have the same issue, I have fibromyalgia and ADHD. And honestly, when I put shoes on, it makes me angry. I don't know about you. I feel trapped. I feel trapped. I feel imprisoned, as though I can't function or focus on anything but the fact that I can't explain why, but that is the psychology of it. And with the fibromyalgia, I actually have less pain and less flare-ups when I do not have shoes on. And I attribute that to many reasons. One, it's very grounding. Coming into direct contact with the earth through my foundation, and as well as I'm not focusing on, I mean, I focus on my feet as far as keeping them safe, but I don't focus on, they're free, as well as my feet are able to spread and move and stretch the way they were meant. Our feet were made to mold and fit around what we walk on. When you wear shoes, it inhibits that. It keeps, you will have weak feet. You will have more feet issues. I feel my feet are probably one of the strongest parts of my body now, and it helps the rest of my body to move the way it is supposed to. So I have less pain through my body because my foundation has been strengthened, and there's no argument with me. I've lived it. I have proof. If you're the type, you got to see it to believe it. Well,
I do, and I fully believe in, and I'm not trying to force everybody to, you know, you have to get rid of your shoes or your whatever. That's not what I'm about. At least start little by little. At least, you know, even if it's just in your home or your yard, and then just gradually move further away. Whatever makes you feel safe, feel comfortable, feel happy, content, at least. You know, do what fits you better. I don't put shoes on anywhere, like I said, except for when I have to go to school. I went to the courthouse a couple days ago over something, and leave your cell phone in the car. Not a word, so obviously no photos. But they didn't say word one about my bare feet, because they know it's not illegal to be anywhere in public without shoes. So, you know, you can't, especially when you come into people that try and claim it's illegal. I'm like, well, why didn't the police say anything? Why didn't the court officials say anything? Why didn't, you know, anybody in quote unquote in charge say anything when they saw it? I've had direct contact with these folks with, you know, and they're not concerned about your feet, you know, so. I've been straight to the source of all legalities, you know, and I've spoken with police officers about it, and they say, no, as long as, you know, you understand there's no one is legally responsible if you hurt yourself because you chose to do it. In fact, there's another one to put on my list. I want to see if I can get one of our police officers to join the show and explain there's nothing they could legally do just because you're barefoot. We'll add that to the list. I found a gym actually in South Dakota. I keep meaning to call, and I have not, but I keep meaning to call to see if they will join the show. It's a completely barefoot gym. Like, you don't wear shoes in there. And I've had issues with my gym. Oh, it's against health code. It's against, you know, it's illegal, blah, 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 when it's not. And just tell me it's your policy. You don't have to lie and make it extreme. If it's your policy, it's your policy. I'm paying a membership. You're technically a private business in a sense, but there are still no health codes or laws about being barefoot in a gym. That's just how they prefer it. So I'm working on that one as well, little by little, you know, introducing and trying to get them to understand. So, like I said, the doctor's office I've been emailing with that bought shoes, she doesn't have a problem with it. She said her higher-ups basically are worried about me hurting myself, stepping on sharps. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you drop a needle, you know it and you find it so you can put it up. There's not going to be, if there's one on the floor, that is indeed your negligence. But you're saying, oh, I'll find it later. That would be on you, I'm afraid to say, because that should be picked up immediately, especially if it's been used on another person that could have blood byproducts or whatever in it. So, that's another story. That wouldn't be on me anyway. When I go to a doctor's office, I expect it to be, you know, clean and safe. Everybody does. Nobody expects it to be like, oh, we'll just find that needle later. It's okay. Everybody has to wear shoes anyway, which, again, we don't. So I will continue with that. I'm going to go ahead and play some ads for you. We're at about the first half hour. Hopefully I still have some listeners. excuse me. And we will be back.
Join me, Dahl Arnson, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Any time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support. If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest.
Sorry, folks. Thanks, Ms. Bun, again. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am the host, Audrey. first week solo, if you're just tuning in, so please bear with me as I work on the technology, figuring everything out. I'm not very tech savvy, so please bear with me. But we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization promoting the rights, legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle and informing people to empower them. We have our website is barefootislegal.org, where you can get information, letters from different cities and counties, as well as become a VIB member if you so choose. The information is on the website about that. You can also check us out on Facebook. If you want to join our group, we do not accept, this is not a fetishist site, so if that's what you're looking for, keep looking. Also, there are questions you must answer to be able to join the group. If you don't answer the questions, we won't approve. We have Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal. I've just received the login information for that. So if you want anything submitted, you can either find me on Facebook through the group. You can email me, Audrey, Audrey.Krauss, Krauss, at barefootislegal.org.
And I will check it more regularly to see if there are any submissions for our Instagram. Let's see, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter. I have misplaced my notebook. I believe Twitter is barefootislegal.org, or not .org, just barefootislegal. I'm sorry. Let me, we have, I have a list of those who I plan to have call in so we can get more information and actually, I plan on seeing if I can get a local police officer to call in maybe next week to see if they can help expand upon the general thought process there. I have spoken with them personally, and they have agreed there's no laws, there's no health codes in public. There, you don't have to wear shoes. Despite what you've been told since you were a child, you do not have to wear shoes. I'm trying to find right now where our Twitter is to make sure I get it right. I don't want to give you the wrong. Yes, it is at barefootislegal.org on Twitter. We share stories and experiences with the world here, different memes, different people. That one I'm not in charge of, but again, the Instagram, yes. We have a TikTok. It's Barefoot is Legal. You'd reach Rachel McCarthy if you want to share anything via TikTok. I, again, need to get in contact with her about sharing the actual email. So let me make a note for myself because I'll forget. I have shared much about myself. I see it looks like someone else is calling in. I'm going to allow them in. I don't know if I recognize that number or not, but I'll shut them off if they're for me. Let's see how are you. I can't tell if they just want to listen, but we will find out. Hello, caller? Are you meaning to call in or just listen? I'm sorry. I don't know how to do this.
If this is me, I'm just listening.
Okay. I apologize. I'm going to put you back on. I'm trying to learn how to do this. I apologize. Do you have any stories to share? You just want? No. That's not you. It's me. I promise. I'm teching up. Did you want to share any stories or you just want to listen?
I'm just listening. If you're talking to me.
Okay.
I just saw the post and
yes,
I was like,
I'm
oh,
sorry.
I totally forgot about the thing. Okay, sorry about that.
You're okay. No. I'll put you back on listening. I apologize. Okay, folks. Sorry about that. I'm not sure how to tell. Hopefully he's still here. We are, I go, oh, and I do have an appointment to see about getting one of those for the barefoot notes for health reasons for my doctor Monday. So I will let you know how that goes next Saturday. We generally, I apologize. Yeah, like I said, I want to see if I can get an actual local law enforcement agent, you know, to call. We can discuss with them. The Barefoot Gym, I may need to call, see if they're willing to join the show next week. Hopefully I will have more information for everybody next Saturday. Again, this is my first solo show. If I'm blocking it, please forgive and still tune in. We want to spread the word, and I want to do better. So yes, please don't think the show's always going to be this botched or jumbled. I hope. excuse me. I have a busy week generally through the week. So if you, just bear with me. I will do better. I have it written into my schedule more regularly to make better shows for everybody. So
I just want to, I'm very passionate about informing people, and I believe information is power, and sharing our stories and experiences with others is essential to the cause. So, yeah, please bear with me. We have, just saying we have 49 minutes left, folks. So we have barefootislegal.org. I know I've talked about it several times. I don't know. I'm trying to, again, like I said in the first part of the show, I do better when I have someone to go back and forth with. So if anybody has any ideas for co-hosts, for call-ins, you can send them to me so we can screen them and see if we can get others on the show so it's not just me bumbling through. I have four children and I am a teacher, so it gets a little crazy through the week. I had a discussion actually with a couple of my, I think I shared this with a couple of my parents who agree that, you know, they put their shoes on their children, but if they take them off, that's okay. Cause they agree with the, as a child, especially building that foundation and that several, you know, children's shoes are generally too small and don't allow their feet to move freely as is healthy and beneficial. So it's nice to know there are some parents that understand. I've always, you know, I bought my kids shoes for if they needed them, but I generally never put them on them, honestly. Currently, the only place I make them wear them, that's not even my choice, is school. Working on that to see if I can get anything done about that. I haven't made any progress. I have emailed the board. They've not replied, the Board of Ed here where I am. But, you know, like I said, working on it, we'll get there. Trying to inform people that, you know, it's not illegal, gross, unsafe. Honestly, I've been barefoot so long, I didn't even realize once until my friend pointed it out that I had walked through a whole pile of broken glass when we were walking to a store and completely no marks, no cuts. You couldn't even tell I'd walked on it. So, I mean, you will toughen up your feet over time. I believe the term some people use is leatherize your feet. So it's not like if you currently right now go barefoot, it's not going to be sensitive forever. It will improve. It's just about determination and time. My children have toughened their feet even. They can walk on just about anything themselves. If we are going to park, I don't even make them wear in the store. If they want to, they choose to. Like I said, I barefooted the entire last Saturday at the zoo, and we also went to a motorcycle store before that, and not a word was said. I don't believe I've shared that photo yet, folks. There's all kinds of... Start small. The easiest place, I believe, to start is like a gas station or like a mini mart near you. They, you know, go a few times barefoot. They won't, you know, it'll help you build your confidence to go into more, scary places. I don't want to say scary because they're not scary, but I'm doing my show, sweetheart. Sorry, again, children doing the show from home, so please forgive the interruptions we will get. Guaranteed, but again, okay, I'm going to quit saying sorry because you already know that I am, and I don't need to keep saying it. We've seen my children have walked on gravel, and there have been adults that are like, oh my God, how did they do that? And I'm like, well, they don't ever wear shoes if they don't have to. What is popping up on my computer here, guys? I don't know what this is. So we are
I'm going to take a picture of something real quick, guys. Sorry, my computer's doing something really weird that I need to, a text person to look at. I don't understand. Anyway, sorry. So, yeah, it's all about, you know, having to, I guess. Not many people realize you don't have to. Most people are just told from childhood. And if you ask those people why, you'll get the same answer. Or you'll either get an I don't know, or you'll get a, oh, because you could hurt yourself. Okay, well, so many people generations ago survived and thrived without shoes. So why is it suddenly shoes are the, you know, what constitutes success? And I believe part of it is because please forgive me, folks, but go get a shirt on. It's cold out here. I apologize, but I believe part of it is, you know, back in the day, if you didn't have shoes, it's because you were poor or broke or owned or indentured and you didn't deserve them. And shoes constituted, you know, showed status. You could afford to cover your feet. And the things that people put stock into as far as status generally are pretty ridiculous. There are many, many reasons, again, to shop, you know, get rid of your shoes, go unshod, go with the free shoes you were born with, you know. And I agree, there are some conditions, issues, health reasons that some people maybe shouldn't. I had a discussion with a woman once, and she initiated it, and all of a sudden she got real upset as though I was telling her she should go without. And she says, well, I can't because I have diabetes and I have neuropathy and this and the other. And I said, well, then that's your choice and your safety. I'm not telling anybody they have to get rid of their shoes. What I am doing is informing those that don't want shoes of their rights and choice. You have a choice. There's a choice in everything, and especially shoes. I live near one small town that actually a good chunk of folks go barefoot, and it's you go in there, not a word will ever be said, and that's kind of my sweet spot when the stress gets too high. That's where I go, just to walk around, get a cup of coffee, you know, just be me without knowing I won't walk into any confrontation. Go out in the woods. That's my favorite. I could live in the woods, I think, forever and be fine. I was not born for city life. But there are, you know, I don't understand, and I've said it before, why it's such a big deal. The things that become a big deal to people are generally things that are natural. I know this isn't the show for it, but when my kids were little and they were nursing, I would have issues with that. I had to walk around with, in my diaper bag, the law stating that it was perfectly legal to feed my kids, you know, and now we have to walk around with a card or a paper with the law on it to show that it's perfectly legal, you know, and it's stuff that's natural, not wearing shoes. It's a natural thing. I don't understand. People get so bent out of shape out of things that are natural, but then they claim they want to live more natural, free lifestyles. It doesn't make any sense. If anybody could explain that to me, why we want to live natural, but then judge and hate things that are natural. If you could explain that to me in a way that makes sense, that would be grateful. Call on in, because I don't get it. Hypocritical, ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Okay, let's go all organic, folks. Make sure you put your shoes on to do it.
Make sure you feed your baby some formula. Make sure, which, and again, not judging anyone that does. I know there are reasons to. My goal is feed your baby. I don't care. But my thought, the reason I'm bringing it up is, why is it, why do people see that as a bad thing? I don't, if anybody has any information on that one, the hypocrisy of people. And that's what it is. You know, I want you to live the natural lifestyle, but I want you to do it the way I say. I want you to, you know, I want to still be in control of what you do. But I want you to be free. I want you to live a free life. But I want to control how you do it. And I don't understand people. I never will. I don't think. Being good to people, you're being kind, and you're not hurting anybody, then so be it. That's your life. Live it. You know? Yeah, I've had, if you've seen me on Facebook, you see how I am and how I live. So you can imagine I've had confrontations in my life. I refuse to conform. If it seems like it's something that I want to do and I'm not going to hurt anybody to do it, well, let's try it out. Again, if I am doing something and I find out it is hurting somebody or causing someone strife or pain, I will work on that and talk with them and work it out to where I'm not, because I don't want to hurt people. So, but why should shoes be something that hurts people? It doesn't. Me going out where not wearing shoes causes nobody pain except myself if I get a nail or glass through my foot. So, I don't know. I don't understand people. If anybody has it, if there are any psychologists out there, call in and explain that one to me. That would be appreciated. So, again, we are Barefoot is Legal Radio. We have a Facebook page. We have Twitter, we have Instagram, we are out there. We are looking for people who are like-minded that want to join the cause to spread the word of the legalities and safety of living a barefoot lifestyle and how it is legal, it is safe, it is, you know, it doesn't hurt anybody but potentially yourself to go barefoot wherever you choose to go barefoot. We want people to engage to, if there's anyone out there that has any ideas on how to spread the word and normalize living our lifestyle, normalize being yourself. All this talk out in the world about be yourself, live your life, live your true self. But as soon as you take those shoes off, oh, buddy, better stop that. Better put them back on. That's not cool. I don't understand, and I never will. So, you can check us out on, hold on here. On, again, Facebook, you can check us out on Twitter. Barefootislegal.org has a lot of good information on the subject. If you're listening and you're someone who is on the fence or completely opposing, but you're kind of interested in why we do what we do, I have friends that I feel will probably absolutely never become barefooting, but they understand that it is my right and it is my choice, and that, you know, so it's like I'm not looking for everybody that's, you know, like-minded and will shod their shoes. People that just want to understand why we do what we do, and that's what it's about, is sharing information and understanding and supporting each other regardless. As long as you're not hurting anybody, the support should be there. The understanding should be there.
I don't see why everything has to be a judgy situation, if we're being honest. So, if you're out there and you're listening, and whichever side of the fence you're on, I welcome all views. I welcome those that are for us, those that just want to understand us. In public, I deal with those that are against us, so I can handle that here as well. Anybody that wants to discuss the situation, the topic, if you are wanting to do it and just have questions, if you just simply, again, that is, I keep saying I don't understand people. If you don't understand and want more information, check us out. I'm sure everyone that's tuned in has purposefully done so. And is interested. So my goal here is you, listeners, spread the word. Share the information. It shouldn't just be about, you know, what Proof does through all the social media and what I do through social media and you know, Proof's radio show, my radio show. It shouldn't be just that. It needs to be you, listeners. Please inform people. Don't just cave. Share the information that you know, that you have learned, because the more knowledge and information is out there, again, the more accepted we will be and the less hassle we will receive. It's, you know, I'm not saying ours is the greatest fight out there, but think about it. You cave on this, what other rights are you willing to give up? What other issues are you willing to cave on? You know, how much freedom is a person willing to give up? For whatever reason, to not have to deal with conflict, not have to have confrontation. How much are you willing to give up? You know, sharing the information is a way of saying, I will fight for my rights. I will fight for me. I'm not going to give up. This is my right, legally. I will not give up. You know, again, maybe not the greatest right in the world or the strongest or the most important, but it's there. It's about freedom. It's not about, oh, I want to be a rebel and be barefoot, so I'm going to, you know, but no. I'm not willing to cave. So sharing information and getting involved in the cause is a great way to help us fight ignorance, fear, whatever the reasons are people try and force us into shoes, control, you know. Fear, they'll make us fear the fabled glass and needles and try to, you know, what's the greatest way to control population? Tell ya, fear. And that's what they try to do, and I refuse. I hope you refuse, or at least get the information to help others. You know, share what you know with the world. Looks like it's about time for another break. Some of you out there that are listening and interested, we have about a half hour left, so I will be back in just a few minutes.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, Throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
A question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, did somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's
the
same thing.
It's
not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed. We are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Where's the vice president on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
All right. Welcome back to Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am your host, Audrey. For those of you, if you are just tuning in, it's my first solo week. I've had a few tech issues, but I've worked through them and am working through them. Please bear with me. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle and supporting each other through the process of choosing to live how we live. I want to make this a show of, if possible, it doesn't look like it is possible, I don't have any callers, but calling and sharing experiences, stories. If you have any, you can email them to me, audrey.krause@barefootislegal.org, or you can send them, through Facebook. I have the Instagram I'm getting ready to upload more on. If you have stories, photos, anything you want to share there, we can spread the word that way. We have a Twitter, Facebook, of course, Barefoot is Legal. I just as that ad was talking about the smile.amazon.com, because I use Amazon a lot and I keep meaning to do this, but I am now have Barefoot is Legal as my charity. So anytime I make a purchase now, part of that purchase at no extra cost to me will go to our group of Barefoot is Legal to help us with, and it's not just, we're not just trying to get money. We're a nonprofit. The money is for things such as postage, envelopes, paper, printing the shirts, printing the bumper stickers, printing the IDs, you know, which is part of your cost when you join us, is to pay for these things. We don't make a profit. The money is to put back in to spread the word, share the word, make information available to the general public. We are not in this for the money. We are in this for the freedom. So if you're interested, as we've said, you know, barefootislegal.org, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and these things are all good and great, but if we're not spreading the word and informing more people, it's not going to do us any good. Caving to aggressive employees instead of informing them and standing up for your rights, it's not going to do us any good. We need people who are going to say, enough is enough. We need people who are going to say, you know, this is legal, this is safe, this is my right. You know, we need, we're going to stand up and say, no, this is my rights. This is not debatable. This is, you know, we want to live this way and there's nothing wrong with wanting to live this way. I had someone argue with me that trying to push the issue so much is going to cause them to make laws against us. And I said that would be very bad for them because we will not stand for it. And I hope I'm not wrong. I hope there are still, you know, we have enough people that will not stand for it. And that is the goal of our organization. There are no laws, no health codes in any of the 50 states, several countries. Don't ask me off the top of my head, but they have no laws or health codes about, you know, forcing people to wear shoes. So I've had direct contact with police and court officials. No, I'm not in legal trouble, but, you know, different things arise through life. And they've said nothing. So if those who are quote unquote in charge are going to say nothing, then why is it an issue? What is, you know, it's not anyone else's right to tell me something that's perfectly safe, legal, and legal is, you know, wrong. It's not your job. It's your job to protect people, everybody. If anybody has, like I said, anything you want to share, add, contribute to the cause. You know, it's, again, you can find us just about everywhere, and there are enough of us to say enough is enough. So join us any way you can to help with, again, spreading the word and sharing the information. Information is power, and if you've got it, you've got it. If you're willing to share it, even better. There's a lot to say. My brain is non-functional sometimes. So I don't do great, talking to just myself. If anybody out there is interested in being a co-host to go back and forth and have someone to bounce ideas off of and share information or come up with any others that could, potentially benefit our situation and our cause and our mission, let us know. I'm currently working with a medical office to inform them legally there's nothing they can do. I've been in where I live, and probably where most people live, most of the hospitals are of one organization, hospitals, doctors' offices, and I've been into several of them with no issue. I have just recently had one who has tried to tell me I have to wear shoes and went as far as buying shoes.
And I talked with their office manager, and she has no issues with it. So we're working together to find a solution to them trying to say, well, we'll dismiss you as a patient if you don't wear shoes, which they'd already allowed me in their facility twice without. So we're working, like, there's no reasoning for this. There's no why. Why all of a sudden now on my third visit, when you know I don't wear shoes, is this an issue? So we are working with them. If anyone has any tips or tricks or information or ways, you know, feel free to share. Barefoot is Legal has just turned 6 years old, so happy birthday to BIL. Proof started it 6 years ago yesterday, I think it was. excuse me. So we have that there. We are at almost 25,000 members, so spread the word. The more people we have that are interested in sharing and gaining information, the better, of normalizing our lifestyle and sharing the word and working as a team to further our cause. You know, it doesn't, one, two, three people can't do it all. So those of you who are listening, assuming there's people out there, you know, share the word. If someone confronts you, inform them that it's not illegal. It's not unsafe. There are no, there's no legal action anyone can take on you for being barefoot. I've been to places like, let's say, Walmart, you know, Kroger, gas stations, grocery stores, restaurants, legal offices, court buildings, you know, everywhere I have been. Libraries, museums, zoos, amusement parks, you name it. I've been there barefoot and had no issue. So, you know, it seems like people are coming around and understand the fact that it's not illegal. The amusement park, for instance, you know, yeah, I had shoes in my bag in case I wanted to ride something that you have to have shoes on to ride, but I honestly, I'm not one that's for those rides, so that wasn't an issue. I went the whole time. The one ride I rode, you had to take your shoes off because there's a chance of them flying off. So, I mean, you know, so like, you can do it. You just have to have the confidence and be armed with the knowledge that we are providing. You know, we're giving you the tools and the information that you need to fight it, to prove it, and live it. It's you know, in my opinion, the biggest thing is confidence. You know, start like I said earlier, start small. Your local, you know, gas station, convenience store that, you know, just start there. Go there a few times barefoot and see how, you know, easy it is and see how much your confidence builds. And then, you know, if you're comfortable with that, slowly work your way up to, say, a regular grocery store or, you know, mall. I've been to, the funniest is I've been to shoe stores shopping for my kids for their, you know, shoes they wanted barefoot. Yet, you know, I give my children the choice. Generally, and if they choose shoes, okay, cool. I'm fine with that, but because it's their choice. I'm not going to force. As long as they're not, again, be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk. As long as they're not hurting anybody with their decision, at least from what I can tell, you know, I'm for it. So I've been, you know, in malls, I can't even tell you how many places I've been. I've got a tattoo, went in completely barefoot, you know. It's all about confidence, information, and not being a jerk about it. That's the one thing that generally turns people off is when you're rude about it. Don't, as frustrating as it is to have someone say something, believe me, I have been there. But if you can keep your cool and calmly explain, then You've got this. You'll make more of an impression by calmly sharing information than being aggressive and hateful, just from experience, you know. So I'm not saying to cave or anything like that. I'm not saying oh, just be sweet, and then, you know, if they don't take it, then go ahead and put them on. No, I still won't. I'll be like, all right, well, you obviously don't want my patronage, and that's that. And 9 times out of 10, I'll go back into the same place without shoes, and I won't have a word said to me. So it's all about confidence and being armed with the information you need, which is what we are providing. We have more information on, again, our website, barefootislegal.org. The Facebook group, again, it's a closed group, so there are questions you need to answer. We are not a fetishist group. We are a stand your ground and live your life, fight for your rights group. We share information, stories, experiences that way. And, yeah, so there are questions you will need to answer. Those of you that are already on the group, if you invite people, please make sure it's somebody that you know will answer the questions or at least talk to them about the group first, as it looks like they, when they're invited, it looks as though they asked and just didn't answer the questions. So if you, again, if you do invite somebody, let them know so they can answer the questions instead of be like, oh, God, what is this? Because Lord knows, you know, make sure they're interested first and then invite them. And that way they can answer the questions and we can approve them and we can have more people to help spread the message, you know, to encourage people to stand up for themselves. You know, people, we got to stand up for our rights. We can't just sit back and let them be taken. If you're willing to cave on this, what else are you willing to cave on? I don't understand why this is even an issue this day and age. People tell you, know, live your life, be free. Oh, but not like that. Don't take those shoes off, you know. So, yeah. I have my husband in the background being a butt right now. Sorry. So, being armed with information is the greatest power you can have. What information is power, and it allows you to, you know, correct and confidently express yourself and your life and how, you know, you choose to live. There's nothing wrong with it. People want to make you think like, oh, you're being gross, you're being dirty. Why would you, you know, wanna? And it. There's nothing gross about it. Those of us that do, I can guarantee almost all of us wash our shoes, our feet several times a day. How many times do you think a person washes their shoes? I had one person's argument at an old job. Well, she's going to carry, you know, all that stuff from the parking lot, and then she's going to walk it to the gym, and then she's going to, you know, get it all or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, first of all, do you have magical self-sanitizing shoes? Because they do the exact same thing. The only difference is, I go and wash my feet. How often, again, do you wash your shoes? I still have shoes because I have to have them for work, but I can tell you for a fact I've washed them maybe once, twice. I don't wear them enough to warrant it, but those that wear them every day, how often do you actually wash them? Virtually never, if at all. And then your feet, once you take them out of your feet, they're not magically clean. They still have all that sweat and that funk and that gunk and that toe jam from the day from wearing socks and shoes all day. So how is that any better is what I would like to know. So, you know, people have all sorts of misconceptions about it. And the fact is when you do it, A, your feet generally tend to be cleaner because you wash them more, as well as tougher, so when you step on stuff, it's not going to affect you the way people think it will. You know, you might start out tender-footed, but it will get better. You'll get stronger, just like when working out and exercising. Yeah, you might start out lifting 5-10 pounds, but the more you do it, the more weight you can pick up. You get tougher and stronger. Same thing for your feet. They spread the way they're supposed to. So, yeah, I'm sorry, ladies that want dainty feet. They will probably spread out. And that sounded really condescending, and I did not mean for that. But your feet will get wider. They will become a more stable foundation for your body type and style than squeezing them into shoes, you know, especially high heels. Those will also, you know, those will mess up all your ligaments and your whole body. Once you
you know, your feet have spread and have strengthened. For me personally, and from stories I have read, like, it will strengthen other parts of your body to, you know, withstand what's on the ground, as well as strengthen the other tendons, ligaments, and muscles in your, you know, ankles, your knees, your hips, the rest of your body will move and function better. I can tell you from experience, as a woman with fibromyalgia with chronic pain, pain is less when I don't wear shoes. When I spend the whole day walking around on my feet all day, yeah, fine. I will not be in near as much pain as I would without shoes. With shoes, pardon me. I am, again, for those listening, I am a little tech inept, and I haven't figured out about the call thing, and it looks like I have a caller, so I'm going to see if this is one that wants to speak. So bear with me a minute. Hello? Are you wanting to call into the radio, or were you wanting to listen? I apologize. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not sure how all this works. I can't tell when someone wants to talk in or just listen. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I put the caller back on listen because I'm not sure. Please, again, bear with me. I need to talk to Proof later today probably to ask him how you can tell if someone's wanting to call in, share, or just listen. I'm learning too, folks. So, again, this will get better. We're going to have a better show. I'm going to have callers. I'm going to have guests. I will hopefully find a co-host, and we're going to make this one of the best shows to help spread the word and information for how we live. So, 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to promoting the barefoot lifestyle and supporting members. You know, giving information, helping to spread the word and live the way we were meant to live and the way we choose to live. We're running out of time here. I got 6 minutes. I just want to, again, reiterate, you know, the barefootislegal.org. I feel like I've mentioned these way too many times today. So, listeners, again, I will get better. We were discussing how it would be great to have this a show where people aren't afraid to call in and share stories and you know, dedicate time to helping us spread the word to normalize the barefoot lifestyle wherever we are, you know, whether we're just run into the gas station real quick or the grocery store to go grocery shopping, or if we, you know, have to go to the doctor or something, you know, courthouse, police station, libraries, museums, again, zoos. I've done them all, folks. And there's another thing. If there's somewhere that I'm able to get to or something or a suggestion of a type of place, that I haven't mentioned, let me know. I'll check it out. Barefoot as always. So, you know, and I'll maybe even do a Facebook Live of it, you know. So I need to do more of that anyway. I don't want it to be just me babbling for an hour and a half. I'd like it to be sharing other people's stories and experiences. And if you're not wanting to call in or you're not wanting to join, but you want to share something, you can always share it on Facebook and say, you know, tag me in it. And that way I can read it and I'll know. The next week I'll bring that up on the show. Email me, message me somehow, get it to me, and I'll bring it up on the show and I'll discuss it then, you know. So if you're not wanting to actually do the talking, clearly I have no problem with talking, you know. So just share it and I'll bring it up. And if you don't want me to even mention your name, I won't. I'll just be like, you know, somebody had this situation and here's, you know, a good way to handle it or, you know, whatever. I've even been, you know, I don't know. I went to my, I had to have an appointment with my heart doctor this week. And Dave, it's not my first time there, not my first time barefoot, and they don't say a word. I've even, when I did my stress test, you know, a couple, several months ago, it was, they did not care that I was barefoot on their treadmill. You know, so it's, again, it's about confidence and just, you know, going with your head up. And a lot of times, you know, confidence, you know, people don't even see it or it doesn't bother them somehow because they see, oh, well, they know what they're doing. So start small or start big if you want. Just get started. If this is what you choose to do, you know, if you're wanting to live this lifestyle, I mean, it's your choice. It is your choice. Don't let anyone try and tell you the laws or the rules because there aren't any. We are protected by the law, in fact. More information on that on our website to inform you in a more better way than I can. I do what I can, but there's lots of information, letters. We have different emails, letters from, you know, different counties and states and businesses that'll, you know, show it's not illegal. It's not against health codes. There's no policy. It's, I mean, even the hardware store, you'd think a hardware store would be one of the most gung-ho, put your shoes on places, but I've been to at least three that I can think of off the top of my head, and not one said anything. But yeah, we are down to, it looks like the last couple of minutes. Next week again, so I have put it in my schedule better, folks, so I will have a better show next week, I promise. I've got a list. I will call people I'd like to see if they will drop in, give us a call, discuss things with us, share information. I have my appointment Monday to see about getting the medical letter from my doctor. And we'll see how we will see how that goes. I'll inform you about that next Saturday. And we will discuss it more then. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to having a better show and doing better with the technology. And I hope those of you listening, my bumbling did not discourage you from tuning in next week. And we will hopefully, you will hopefully hear me, you know, next week. You guys have a great week. I hope today wasn't too bad. Again, email, message me if you have any tips. All right. Bye, guys.